Blog Talk Radio.
God says live on yesterday. And you think they like I've given you life. I've given you more abundantly. God doesn't want us to be, you know, depressed. God doesn't want us to be, you know, in despair. God doesn't want us to live a life that is not so God says, I declare and I demand that you live abundantly. John 10 and 10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You know, what does it mean to have life abundantly? It means to partake in the gift that God has given us and to live in peace. You know, we talked about the gifts that God has for us, the gift of peace, the gift of joy, the gift of love. And, you know, we have these gifts, you know, but we don't always know that we have them. And if we do have them, we don't always utilize them. God gave us those gifts so that we may be able to use them and we may be able to use them for his service. You know, God is so good that he would remind us that I have set in motion the things that I would have for you to do at this very hour. I've set in motion the instructions. I've commanded the angels to move on your behalf. I've commanded the angels to surround you and protect you and provide for you. All you have to do is move forward and live life according to the way that I've given it. And, you know, God is awesome because he's concerned about his daughters and his sons. He's concerned about everything, every detail and every part of our life. And he wants us to live life abundantly. He wants us to live life according to the way of creation. You know, when the Garden of Eden was created, it was created in abundance. If you think about it, everything was provided. God gave us dominion over everything. He only had one stipulation, and we could not follow that. And so now we're in a situation now in the world where God is, you know, reaching out to us, and even in spite of everything that's going on, he's given us life abundantly. He's given us abundance. You know, you have to sometimes sit and think about the blessings that God has manifested in your life. He woke you up this morning, gave you all the activities of your limbs. You have to sit and reflect on what God has done because we take even the smallest things for granted. And God is wanting us to acknowledge him in everything and always, no matter how small the detail. One thing about it, if you start to put God first in your life, you'll start to see a transformation of your mind, the renewing of your mind, a transformation of your heart. And you'll start to see things line up with the will of the Father. We definitely want to be in the will. And that's what living life and living abundantly means. Being in the will of God, moving in the will of God, standing in the will of God. Whatsoever you do it for the glory of God. And we want to do it, you know, in the will and the purpose that God has for our lives. You know, and so God would remind us, I've given you life. You know, we often get distracted by the enemy, and we've got to understand that the enemy doesn't want us to live. Instead, the enemy wants us to die. The enemy wants us to decrease. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and kill and to destroy. You know, it's something, because even as humans, when we recognize that another human does not have our best interest at heart, when we recognize that another human is there and wishes to excel on our demise, we recognize that if an enemy is there or a person, another human is there, and they don't mean what's good for us, that we are intelligent enough to move away from that person, to isolate ourselves and to unfriend, you know, that person. You know, but we're not smart enough to move away from the enemy. We're not smart enough to fight the devices of the enemy. We're not smart enough to not be distracted by the enemy's, you know, distractions, his deploys. And, you know, all we need to understand is that anything that he has to offer, he already has three intentions. One is to steal from us, to kill us, and to destroy us. And, you know, if we let the enemy succeed, then we cannot even begin to partake in the gift that God has given us. And that gift is life. God gave us life. He created us in the beginning. And then he restored us through his son, Jesus Christ. You know, and it's just so awesome that God would take the time out to say, live, my daughter and my son. Live it abundantly. Live life abundantly, you know. And, you know, it's something how we can take the life of a Christian and we can, you know, the enemy wants us to associate it with things that aren't good or things that are boring and things that, you know, we do not or the flesh does not want to do, because it's easy for you to walk away from Christianity if you are in that mindset. But, you know, God is so awesome that, you know, salvation means peace and love and happiness, and it means joy. You know, salvation means kingdom. It means being, you know, excelled to another level. It means that God is on your side. And, you know, with God on your side, he's more in you than the world against you. And God is faithful. I don't know about you, but I would want to have someone that is faithful on my side. I would want to have someone that has my best interest on my side. I would want to have, you know, the one that knows me, that created me, on my side. God is for us. God is for us. He has great plans for us. And we've got to constantly remind ourselves that God is for us. You know, Romans 8:31 says, what shall then say to these things, if God be for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? God delivers us. He heals us. He provides for us. He gives us life and life for abundance. You know, the prophet answered, those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. If we have God, God is more than our problems. God is more than our enemies. God is our all in all. And God knows what we need, when we need it, and how we need it. You know, and so why would we not trust in God? Why would we not live the life that God has given us? You know, it's just like being given life and you discarding life and you walking away from life. And you never, ever live the life that God had intended on you living for our lives. And, you know, we've got to make sure that we are living the life that God has given us. You know, we do everything. We become so preoccupied with everything else. And you know what? Nothing else matters but what God has in store for us. You know, living life abundantly means living a life of joy. Who wouldn't want to live a life of joy? It's living a life that most people don't get the chance to live because they are bogged down with the worries of this world. They are bogged down with situations and things. And we can't be bogged down because those are distractions. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And living a life abundantly is seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I can't tell you how, you know, my life has been impacted by putting God first, by seeking God in every situation, seeking God on every detail. God has been just faithful, you know, and so we've got to put God first. Romans 15:13 says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." So God gives us power. He gives us hope. He gives us joy. He gives us everything that we need to move forward in him and to live this abundant life that God has given us. And you don't have to, it's not hard. All you have to do is commune with God, fellowship with God, build a relationship with God, begin to pray, begin to seek God like never before. Seek his face in all things. Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock." God is standing at the doors of our heart, and he is knocking. And it says, "If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and I will sup with him and he with me." So all you have to do is just allow God to come into your life. Allow God to dwell with you. Allow God to fellowship with you. Allow God to fill you with the peace and the joy and the hope and the righteousness and the happiness and life abundantly. You know, God is, you know, just mindful that he wants good things for us. He wants us to have good things. He wants us to excel and move forward in the kingdom. He wants us to be blessed. In fact, he showers us with his blessings every day. You know, we take small things for granted. But the fact that you're breathing, the fact that you're moving, the fact that you can think in your right mind, those are blessings that he gives us every day. You know, I spoke one time on a sermon that God gave me, a message that he gave me, and it was talking about provision. And it was talking about how in the fourth hour, which is anywhere from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., and it talked about how God is up providing. He never sleeps or slumbers. He's providing for us even while we sleep, even while we slumber. You know, God is just so awesome. Because in that study, we talked about the morning dew. And it was that same morning dew that God provided and placed for the children of Israel to provide for them their needs every day. He's given us that same morning dew. The problem is we don't know it first and foremost. The second thing is we're not in expectation of God's provision. We've got to get an expectation that God provide for us daily. You know, we've got to depend on him daily. God is putting us in a place to where we can't do anything but depend on him daily. So God is providing for us today, and then he'll provide for us on tomorrow, and he'll keep providing for us day by day. God already knows what you need. God just wants you to come to him and talk to him. Build relationship with him. Commune and fellowship and pray and seek his face, so that God can tell you what the next instructions are for your life, so that God can commune with you and he can tell you what to do and how to move forward, so that God can lead, guide, and direct you into the right path of light. The light that leads you out of darkness. The light that lights the path and allows you to take each step with God's strength. Acknowledging that He is your Father and He is your Creator. Acknowledging that you can do all things through Christ. Acknowledging that you can do nothing without God. Because God is our all in all. You know, I thank you for just listening today. Because God is just awesome that He would move on this earth for us. And God will move heaven and earth for us. But we've got to be in expectation of what God is doing in this very hour. We've got to be alert and looking at the movement and recognizing God's movement. We've also got to recognize His voice and not get in haste and move before the word. We've got to move like never before because the time is near. We're in the last days, and God is looking for a ready people. The question that I'd like to pose to you today is, do you live life abundantly? Are you living life abundantly? And are you ready for Jehovah's return? Are you ready for Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the last days? We've got to live life abundantly according to the will of the Father. And God is saying, I've given you the gifts. I've placed the gifts before you. Use them, my son and my daughter. I'd like to end with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you've done in our lives and what you're doing through our lives. God, we thank you for just touching each and every listener, oh God. Touch them like never before. Give them a mind to be renewed, oh God. Give them a mind to be transformed, oh God. Give them the will to come out of the world, oh God, and to focus on you and to seek you like never before, to seek your faith, to seek your will for their lives and your purpose. Give them the purpose of life, oh God. Give them the will to live life fully, to live life according to your word, oh God, to live life based on the example that you sent through your son, Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for all things that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for the provision and the protection, oh God, that you've allowed so that we may live life abundantly, oh God. We thank you for the peace, God, the peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. We thank you, God, for your joy, God, and we thank you for your creation. God, let this word just dwell in our hearts and our minds, oh God. Let us just chew on it all day, oh God, and get different revelations from you, oh God. And let us just regurgitate it, oh God, so that we remember your word, oh God. God, not just let us understand and remember your word, but let us apply it in our lives, oh God, so that we may touch other people and lead them to you, oh God. We may touch other people and lead them to kingdom, oh God. Touch like never before. Begin to just dwell in their lives and in their hearts, oh God. I'm praying that you just dwell with them, oh God, and deal with them like never before, oh God. God, allow us, God, to get in that Bible even the more, to pray and seek your face even the more, to rely on your strength and not our own, oh God. And to lean not to our own understanding, but to look to you for all things, oh God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you, God, for the manifestation of the word. We thank you for the revelation, oh God. God, we thank you for all things, because we know in you there are all things and all words, God. Of course, no one is perfect, but we're perfect in Christ, God. And we've got to see ourselves as God. We've got to see ourselves in the eyes of our Father. And so, with that being said, and we're reaching out to them so that they may know that God loves them, God provides which is all God wants. I thank you for joining me this morning and just hear what thus said the Lord. God is awesome that he is. God is awesome that he is. He's with us. I pray that this is. I pray that it helps us guide us. I pray that it goes out in the heavens and just begins to work out. We don't want to be. So we must always be more than God. Reach out to me. Let me allow me. Pray for the situation. So that God.
Glory. Be blessed.